For the Department of Corrections, the issue is black and white. State statute says delivering intoxicating beverages to an inmate, no matter how small the amount, is illegal. Fox Lake Prison Warden Thomas Borgen serves on the department's Religious Practices Advisory Committee.
Statutorily, we're not in a position to deviate from the law. Now, if the law changes, we'll respect that law as we're supposed to respect all laws.
The department does allow inmates to drink grape juice during communion services, but the minister of Pilgrim Evangelical Lutheran Church in West Bend says the Bible is clear. Jesus used wine at the Last Supper, not grape juice. Reverend Joe Fisher says the current rules make it impossible for him to give communion to a prisoner.
The wine needs to be used. The bread and the wine, unleavened bread and wine need to be used.
Fisher says he and other pastors are willing to dilute the wine so it won't pose a threat to the many prisoners who are battling alcoholism. But he says he'd rather see the law changed to restrict only the amount of wine in each communion glass.
Half an ounce, 1 ounce, something like that, that doesn't raise blood alcohol level to any point that would be measured by anybody, I think it would be more than agreeable.
Other pastors say just a drop of wine would be sufficient to satisfy the requirements of Scripture. But corrections officials are worried about a slippery slope. They say allowing wine in prison could lead the followers of other faiths to demand other special accommodations. Still, the department's Religious Practices Committee has agreed to consider a change in the rules at its next meeting. Senator Joe Lipum and Representative Glenn Grothman say if that doesn't happen, they'll draft a bill that will allow the use of wine for communion in prison. Grothman says there's legal precedent for such a law. A federal appeals court recently required the state of Florida to allow wine in its prisons for communion. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.